And blessings to everyone who is with us today. We can see lots of your smiling faces through the ethers. And we're going to be talking about some of the things we've shared so far. Just tune into what you've learned so far in the program. How much have you practiced? Because this training, this new training, is all about the practice, actually doing it, moving away from the Luciferian ego of knowing about things and actually doing them, even if it's hard, doing it anyway. And then we're going to talk about effective prayer. Brother Nick has many things to share about that, summoning the forces of goodness on a spiritual level. And finally, we'll talk about how you can get access to the advanced superhero training level if you haven't already. So, let's do a recap, Nick, about what we've been sharing so far.
All right. Well, what we've really been emphasizing is that you know, the nature of the times that we're in. These are dangerous times, and we need to be on a higher level to manage the energies that we're dealing with, and also what's coming around the corner, because really it's just the beginning of this extreme breakdown of these archaic structures, these draconian structures that are ego based creations, and they are they're destined to break down, and that's why there's such a mobilization on the 3D level to reinforce the control system and to trap as many souls as possible inside this very sophisticated matrix. So our old buddy Albert Einstein reminded us all a long, long time ago that if we want to really solve our problems, we have to go on to a higher level of consciousness than the one that they exist on, and the level that all the perceived challenges are going on at. So we're really going to be going into that in depth today, and hopefully feeling it, actually experiencing what it is. Because fundamentally, when you're not on that higher level of consciousness inside of yourself, if you're in that lower level of consciousness, then you're trapped in a physiological reaction, a survival response, and your whole body, because your body is part animal, and the part, the animalistic part of it is reptilian. It's extremely primitive and very, 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 very basic. And this is the way your central nervous system functions. So when you're when your survival is threatened, you're going to behave like a reptile, and this is an unavoidable reaction to the stimulus of fear. It's just what happens to us all. So that's a response, a biological response, and so we have to break that response through simple breathing strategies. Once we become aware of what's going on, we can breathe our way through it, especially with the alternate nostril breathing, and then you can activate the parasympathetic side of your central nervous system, move out of that limbic reptilian brain response, and you have this opportunity then to move into these higher states of consciousness. And this is absolutely critical. It's absolutely critical. It's fundamental. There's no possible way of navigating successfully what's happening and what's coming around the corner without this ability. And because this ability is not ingrained into us, it's not our way of being. It's not our way of being to function in this 3D world and exist in these higher states of consciousness. That's why we need to practice. And this is what the whole game is all about. And these luciferic forces that Mike's talking about, this luciferian, You know, Lucifer is obviously a character from, you know, a mythological image, a character from the Bible. It's religious terminology, but it's also deeply, deeply, deeply spiritual. One of the most switched on individuals in the history of humanity, a guy called Rudolf Steiner, he knew all about this Luciferic influence, and he also knew all about this Aramanic influence, and this equates to the satanic, the Satan and Luciferic forces, and these are names given to two very distinct and definite forces that are in the game of life, and they provide this obstacle course, this incredible challenge for souls to navigate. The Aramanic or satanic, it's very, very, very obviously dark and evil, and is utterly repulsive to most everyone who's going to be interested in anything like superhero training. But the Luciferic is much, 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 much more in disguise, much more subtle, and it's dressed up in this technological society, this whole this advent of this merging of human consciousness with technology, this subtle shift into more and more and more and more reliance on technology, especially this extremely invasive technology that we have with our phones and computers and the Wi-Fi systems, and this move from 3G, 4G into 5G stuff. So this is all the Luciferic agenda. Absolutely fascinating and extremely potent, brilliant, brilliant strategies being executed by the dark side. And yeah, so game on, brother, isn't it?
It really is. And we've got to give these people, you know, I give them 25 out of 10 in terms of level of genius and mastery. I have, do you know what I mean? Like Mark Zuckerberg and his whole clan of monsters have done such a remarkable job that they really deserve a standing ovation for the level of sophistication, genius, the skill that they use, the amount of different levels of programming, conditioning, and subtle effects, and how long this has been going on for, and the new things they've got planned, and all the different things, and all the different apps they start adding. And when you start thinking about it, I mean, I look at this stuff and I'm in awe and wonder at their level of mastery. So we need to realize that on the one hand, we have massive forces against us. Of course, technology is only one of them. We also have our own problems within ourselves, which are internal triggers. And then we have a whole number of different forces in different situations around us. And there's going to be more and more and more. And what we have to remember right now is that the governments of the world are bailing out companies and people and giving out all these checks and doing all this stuff to try and prop it all up. It's a ridiculous thing to do ultimately, because it's going to deflate the economy. You know, there's, you know, people who study the economic effect of giving out money and all these different schemes that they have. This is obviously not going to work in the long run. So we're going to have economic chaos coming, and we're going to have a lot of other stuff which we can't even imagine. Back in January this year, no one was thinking about this virus blocking everyone from going out and people being in lockdown. No one thought about these things. Now here we are with all this bizarre situation. But like Nick said, this is just the beginning. And we like to get into a false sense of security. Like, I just drove out the other day, and around here the restaurants have all just reopened and everything seems to be sort of cruising along nicely. But this is a, you know, false sense of things are coming back to normal. So we're not trying to just cause you to be in fear. We're talking about the difference between danger and fear. And danger is a very real thing, which is already happening. And we're saying this because when it does really get dangerous, because at the moment everyone's in their house with their Wi-Fi and they can watch movies and they can eat their nice food and everything. But that's not going to be the case going forward. We're going to be having some much more heavy stuff to deal with. And like Nick was saying, if we don't learn how to feel safe and get out of this fight or flight limbic system trigger, we don't have the practice of doing that, then as soon as stuff happens, we're going to be freaked out little rats. And that's basically not going to help us at all.
And another thing to congratulate these nefarious characters is on their work ethic. They are absolutely 100% dedicated to the fulfillment of their agenda. And this needs to be reflected in our commitment to our own practice. Because if their work ethic is greater than ours, then they're going to win. Who's going to win is who's focused more on what they're supposed to be focused on. And these obsessive maniacs that are driving this whole lockdown and the manipulation of human consciousness, they don't think about anything else. This is their way. Evil is evil. It's 100% invested in its own commitment to its own function, and we need to be as well. Now, there's something very, 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 very important that we need to realize is that everybody is, when things start breaking down, especially when our lives are being threatened in all of these different ways, we all immediately equate this with a negative, that this is a bad thing. But the reality of life is that everything that takes form breaks down, and that form is dissolved. So that means that everything that is created lives and is destroyed. The validation of that is in our very own human existence. Every single human being, bar very, very few that have been born into this world, live a life and then they die. And that is the nature of things. So as all of this destruction is occurring, we're in a Shiva time here now. This is a time of destruction. Things are being destructed, they're not being constructed. This is a deconstruction. We have to be able to be like the musicians on the Titanic and keep singing our soul songs and being finding the ability to live from a place within ourselves that knows intrinsically that everything is fine and everything's going to be fine. And this is where your sensitivity needs to be absolutely acute and augmented. This can only happen through practice. The degree of self-understanding and self-awareness and all of that is such a high level that's been required now, and this is why, we call it superhero training, because it's a superheroic level of human expression. And that doesn't mean you're going to be jumping off buildings and flying around, saving the world. It's about internalizing this warrior archetype into a fearless, rock solid, immovable, immutable aspect of yourself that just does not wobble. It knows what it is, no matter what. And this is a very, 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 very exciting time to experience this.
That's right, and it's beautiful to come to terms with death, death is actually one of the most wonderful things to consider, to contemplate. We're not actually able to die because we're spiritual beings. So we don't experience death and we don't die, but everything we see with our eyes will be destroyed. So you can look around your house or your room or wherever you are outside and just realize every single thing you see with your eyes will be destroyed, including your own body and your own eyes and all the other people. And that's a fact. That's not an unpleasant thing to think about. That's actually a relief, because when we come into terms with these things, then we can relax and we can let go of clinging and getting neurotic and attached and holding on to things and trying to prop up things that are going to die causes neurosis. It causes anxiety. I think one of the reasons people are so anxious nowadays is because we've been programmed to live in this deluded society where the idea of death and things dying and going bad, it freaks everyone out so much because they're not used to it. It's been pushed away from our awareness by society. But when we start thinking about these things and we start feeling all right about it and we actually start to celebrate it and be joyful about it, and then we can start enjoying being here. But if we don't have that fearless and contemplative feeling about death, then we're going to be on edge all the time. So I actually highly recommend that everyone starts thinking about this as one of your practices. Contemplate death. Contemplate dying your own death, experiencing that. There's an experience, you die a living death and you never need to die. Because once you've realized death is inevitable and you realize that you're an eternal being, then you can actually live. So it's well worth taking time every day just to look around you and just have that consciousness. And I know, of course, we don't like to think about it with children and, you know, people we know, and we, you know, this normally freaks people out. But when you do think about these things, then that sense of peace will start to fill you. And that lizard brain that Nick was talking about, it actually gets calmed down after the initial freak out. So initially it freaks out the lizard, Mr. Lizard. But then if you stay with it long enough, it's actually profoundly liberating. It's one of my favorite topics, actually. I don't, you know, talk about this very much, and I don't, you know, dwell on this all the time. But when the more I spend thinking about these things, feeling it and feeling the immortality of the self and the transience of everything else, then you can smile and you can say, well, I'm, you know, this is a beautiful thing that we have this moment right now. And it's a beautiful thing that we have a body right now. And it's a beautiful thing that we can go for a walk or that we can connect with each other, because it's not going to be here forever.
No, I'm just saying we take so much for granted. But this, what Mike's talking about here is really it's an initiation for the soul. It's about maturing spiritually, and let's not forget that's what life is. It's a spiritual journey. As much as we want to make this human thing so important, it's a spiritual journey. That's what it is. It's a spiritual journey, and that journey is an eternal journey. And what's on that journey has never been born, and it will never die. It's an eternal being. It is life itself. It's the spirit of life itself. That's what's in the soul. And that's a wonderful thing. And if you're centered in that knowing, if you're centered in that certainty, and you're rock solid in it, then you are useful in this world at this time. You're an asset. You can support people. You can hold people. You can hold space. You are contributing to the human race. You're adding something to the collective consciousness. But if you're not rock solid in that, then you're a part of the shifting mass of fear, and you're going to be susceptible to you know, the waves of fear that move through the thing. And this is the whole game right here. You know, the reason life goes to all this trouble of allowing us this wonder of the physical world, the wonder of individuation, the wonder of the physical body, the wonder of the physical experience. The only reason it goes to all that trouble is to provide an opportunity for the soul to get a hold of itself, for the consciousness to get a hold of its thought power, of its feeling power, to master its own energy, to come to terms with what it actually is, to be able to go into the deep center of oneself. This deep centering is fundamental prerequisite. How are you going to deal with the power of God? How are you going to navigate these higher dimensional realities where everything you think is manifest instantaneously? How are you going to do that if you're not able to master your own mind and emotions? You're not going to be able to do that. And so you're not going to be allowed into these higher realms. This is the way it is. This is the way of things. So this is a really, 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 really potent testing time right now. And it's, it needs to be embraced. This is a big pill that Michael's describing here that needs to be swallowed, and it needs to be embraced, integrated, go through the catharsis by all means. We all, you know, have our moments, and get over it. And remember, destruction is as valid and required within the scheme of life as is creation. These things go together. So we have to be able to live by embracing these, reconciling these paradoxes and opposites within ourselves from this deep, deep, deep center of knowing, which we call Nizche in Sanskrit, our favorite word. And this is our anchor point. This is the backbone of the superhero. All this talk about, you know, awakening in the world, well, really there's a lot of Luciferic bullshit awakening going on, but there's very little real awakening of soul consciousness and what and who I truly am within the greater scheme of things.
That's right. We're not talking about being woke. That's such a dark ego trip, that whole woke culture. Real awakening is about eternity, coming back. And you can practice this, because we need to practice. People often ask us, this is one of the questions that I get asked all the time, is what can I do when everything's going crazy and I'm feeling stressed out? How can I feel better? I get asked this quite often. How can I feel better in crazy situations? And my answer is pretty much always the same. There's not much you can do, actually, because it's too late. It's too late. You haven't prepared yourself in advance. It's hours and hours and hours of practice in advance that's the only thing we can use when it hits the fan. And so a lot of people, they want the magic pill right at the end, but that's too late. There's nothing you can do. The limbic system gets triggered and everything goes crazy. So right now, everyone listening to this, you can either say, you know, I agree with you, this is great and everything, but my life's pretty much fine. You know, I can put this off till later and not take this seriously. And you can do whatever you want with your life, you know, but what we're saying is that the preparation needs to start now, because the real heavy stuff hasn't even started yet at all, not even slightly. This is just turning it on just a little bit. And when things go really crazy, it's all the hours and minutes and hours and minutes and seconds of little practice, of feeling safe, feeling free from everything, of going beyond, experiencing death, experiencing being all right with going beyond death, all those things, that's what's going to come to the rescue in those times. It'll come to your rescue if you've done the work. So this is the greatest gift we can give ourselves is to do that, because we'll look back and we'll say, thank God that I actually put the time in, because I now feel all right about this.
The practice gives you roots. The deeper you go into this centering of yourself in stillness and peace, the deeper your roots go, the more often you revisit it, the deeper you go, you get these deep roots rooted in your sense of self. And what life does, what life is supposed to do, is supposed to shake you and test the integrity of those roots. Because as an eternal being, you're dealing with gargantuan forces. It's almost impossible for our minds to comprehend, really honestly, how enormous cosmological forces are, forces of creation and destruction, how enormous mythological forces are, astrological forces, the forces in our own psyche and soul. It's almost impossible for us to comprehend how powerful these things are. And life is going to shake us with that power to see how deep your roots are. And if you're not sufficiently rooted in that sense of self, then you're going to get uprooted and you're going to be exposed. And life, as we know, is ruthless. There's a quote in the Bible, God is no respecter of persons. Life has no respect for form. Universes are destroyed. Galaxies are destroyed. Planets are destroyed. People are destroyed. You know, there's no respect for form because form is only energy. Life is not emotionally involved in the transformation of energy at all. But it's 100% invested in the evolution of consciousness. So this is all spiritual maturity. And you're not going to get this from mainstream media or silly people faffing around with nonsensical ideas about life and themselves.
That's right.
But the wonderful
It's a
thing about, let's talk about this complexity and simplicity, bro. How simple it actually is versus the complexity of the never ending, you know, blah, blah, blah.
It's so funny, isn't it? If you go on YouTube, what do you see? It's endless, endless and endless. You click one video, there's another video, and another video, the whole list of videos, and you could spend months and years on that stuff and have a mind full of madness and no actual practice. The essence is so beautiful. The essence is so beautiful. I'm so grateful to have learned these things many years ago, that the most important thing is simply to consider yourself to be a soul, a light, a consciousness. Just consider yourself a soul. Consider yourself free, and to bring the attention, what does it mean? I remember hearing that. Everyone knows that. We hear this all the time. You're a spiritual being, have a human experience. Everyone knows it. Everyone writes it down. Everyone thinks about these things. At least they agree with it, theoretically. But we need to experience that joyful, liberated, bodiless, divine consciousness that is just so light. That's what we are. So the essence is just coming back to that beautiful, beautiful feeling. Beautiful feeling with ease and joy in our hearts. And stay with it. Give attention to it, give attention to it, give attention to it. I remember when I was in India many years ago, I spent 5 months in India and I spent a lot of time sitting on the floor with this picture of a point of light on the floor, and I had this little timer that I could set at different things that would count down. And I used to sit there, press the button for 1 minute, and I'd sit there and I'd look at this point of light and I would feel myself as just pure light, not the body, not, nothing else, no consciousness of anything else, just light, just light, just that point. And I'd see how long I could hold that awareness and that feeling. And then the timer would beep, and then I'd do it again. And what I noticed, the more I did it, I noticed the deeper I got, that 1 minute turned into what seemed like hours. It was a bizarre experience. I used to press the button. When I went really deep, I wondered if the alarm clock had broken, or I didn't press the button, or it didn't work, or I pressed something wrong. And then I'd check it, and then you'd see the numbers coming down again. What I realized is that when we go into that soul consciousness, we actually go out of time. We escape time. We go into the timeless realm. And then we come back here again. So you're going beyond and you're coming back. And that people, a lot of people say, well, that sounds wonderful, but what about this and what about this and what about all these other things and all the rest of it? But that's all expansion. It doesn't matter. That's all the creation. It's all the creation. It's all creation. It doesn't matter what it is. It's all creation. We are the creators of our own experience. And then everything else is creation. And we can get lost in creation. It's endless. You go on the news, what are you going to see? It's endless. You can scroll through Facebook, what are you going to see?
Never
It never stops. But
ending. Never ending.
never ending. And it's quite funny, they've actually designed it now, these apps, so that it's a never ending scroll. This is a design feature. So that you can literally scroll literally forever on Facebook and it will never come to an end.
Let's talk about a few of the keywords that are being used in the world at the moment that relate to what we're talking about here. There's in the New Age community, you know, spiritual circles, people that are interested in, you know, higher dimensional beings, interdimensional beings, cosmic intelligence, extraterrestrials, you know, invisible forces that can be channeled into this world, interpretations of the different dimensions of reality. A lot of people are talking about 3D, 4D, and 5D right now. Third dimension, fourth dimension, and fifth dimension. Perceiving that we're going through a dimensional shift, from third dimension into the fifth dimension. So I just want to break that down a bit and how that relates to the language that we're using here. So the third dimension is this space-time reality that we're all living in, and that the when we're in, especially in a state of any kind of anxiety, neurosis, psychosis, limbic system, sympathetic central nervous system response, reptilian brain, ego mode, we are in that world. That's what we perceive as our reality. We're not capable of perceiving anything else. It's something less than 0.00001% of the, you know, the available energy spectrum that is actually there. It's a tiny frequency band of the reality experience that we get trapped in and we live in, and this whole world is born out of that. And there are, you know, moments, just like we're going into a moment now where everyone's just being terrified by coronavirus, and we're going to be released from it And until the second wave comes, which is all being planned and seeded into the human consciousness now, and we're going to go, you know, into freak out mode again, just like we would do if there was a world war, like there was a first world war, and then that all calmed down. Well, we won the war, we defeated evil, rah, 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 rah. And then, you know, 30 years later or 40 years later, whatever it was, there's another one. And off we go again. And then everyone can calm down again and think we're having the best time ever until we realize that we're not. So this 3D thing is the material human experience. The fourth dimension is where there's another dimension besides the space-time experience. And this is a feeling world. It's very much an emotional world that is intrinsically linked to the physical world. It includes your mental world and your emotional world, otherwise known as the astral plane. This is the fourth dimensional realm. Now, what we're talking about when Mike's talking about going beyond, and what other people are talking about when they're talking about 5D or the fifth dimension, is going into an experience within yourself that is beyond your physical experience, and it's also beyond your talk and thought and your emotional process that's connected to your mental and physical experience. So it's beyond third and fourth dimension experience of yourself. This is what they're referring to in these places as the fifth dimension. But this is a deeply, deeply, deeply personal experience. And you can see the beauty of this and the perfection of this, how life is organized, where the energy of life, and all of these dimensions are made of energy, where the energy forms according to the thoughts and the emotions of the creator souls. And this whole manipulation of humanity that's going on at the moment in this fear-based reaction to this so-called virus is fundamentally a manipulation of human consciousness. So people are being manipulated to exist in a state of fear, and therefore their behavior is predictable. Just like rats in a laboratory will behave in predictable ways if you do this, this, and this to them. This is called the science of eugenics. It's been going on since before the Second World War. The Nazis were the masters of this and the perpetrators of it, and they probably still are. And so human behavior is being manipulated to respond in predictable ways, driven by fear. And so we have this wonderful challenge where we are being gifted this opportunity, because we're locked up in our own little boxes, to move out of the third and fourth dimensional experience of ourself, i.e. the physical, mental, emotional experience of ourselves, into this fifth dimensional spiritual experience of ourselves, where we can enjoy another experience of ourself that isn't that three and four thing. And what we find in there is that it is extremely peaceful. It doesn't need anything or anyone. It certainly doesn't need healing. There's nothing wrong with it at all. And it just exists in its own self-contained, self-nourished experience of perfect connection to eternal life.
So perfect.
So we don't need anything else when we feel that way, and we can experience that as much as we want. We just have to be aware of what the things are that are holding that in a distance, what's pushing it away, because we already are that being of light, that joyful, safe, beautiful vibration. So what's stopping it from being there all the time? Why is it not constant? This is an important thing to ask yourself. We all need to ask ourselves because we're all a bit different. What is stopping it from arising? Of course, we have to practice, we have to give attention. But at the same time, are we doing things, are we engaged in things that are opposing our freedom? And chances are we are on some level. And this is why part of superhero training, one is adding in these new practices. But in order to add something in, what's going to have to be removed? Because we have to create space from somewhere. And there's a beautiful expression that we've mentioned before. Very, very powerful four words. Renunciation leads to fortune. Fortune. Renunciation leads to fortunes. You give something up, and in replace of that, you create huge fortune for yourself. We can't get anything without giving an offering. We first must offer to then receive. We have to put something down in the fire. And then we get the blessings. So to experience soul consciousness and to experience higher consciousness, we have to offer our attachment to our body, to the ego. We have to offer wasting our time in silly things that don't really lead anywhere. We have to offer our negative thoughts and thinking about other people and thinking about the past and thinking about all this other stuff that doesn't matter. So there's many things, and this is just worth writing this down, thinking about this. What can you give up so that you are able to experience that beautiful state? Because you can't have them at the same time. You know, I might like to think that I can sit around eating ice cream, watching movies, and you know, whatever it is, and have this high state of consciousness all the time. It's not going to happen. You know, there needs to be time and energy given, and the receive we receive from that. And this is one of the reasons that people don't make much progress, is that they think, well, I should be able to be enlightened. This is what we're told in the media and by these various people, these so-called spiritual teachers. Do whatever you want, eat whatever you want, think whatever you want, you know, doesn't matter, and you can be enlightened at the same time. This is a very popular message. That it doesn't matter what you do, you're immune to it, it doesn't make any difference. Of course, it makes a difference. That, otherwise, what would be the point in doing practice? So, when you start, this is part of the thing that Nick was talking about being mature. A mature spiritual practice is that you realize that every single thing you do has an effect on you, and therefore, we need to be wise, we need to be learn from our lessons, and think, what can I do to create that experience and to get dedicate time and energy and love to that experience. And you get back, the thing is, you get back millions of times more than you put in. So it's not a loss. It's a very, very temporary loss to the ego, followed by a massive, massive gains to the soul, to yourself.
Yeah, and this is a great, great, great time to be doing this because, you know, even though it looks like, you know, the government is manipulating, the shadow government is manipulating these political forces and this and that and the other are manipulating and masterminding this whole thing and they're going to get us and rah, rah, rah. Everything that's going on within creation right now that is an expression or manifestation of destruction is being driven by the forces of life. And we are in a season now, it's a seasonal change. You know, we're in the northern hemisphere, so we're going into spring now and we're in springtime where all these glorious spring energies are just so, so beautiful and uplifting and nourishing and life-giving, but we're in an invisible change of season. There's a cosmic change of season going on. There's something much, 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 much bigger going on that involves our soul that is happening right now. And it's so close. It's absolutely so close to us now. It's so easy to reach for this invisible energetic support. And, you know, we titled this call, you know, effective prayer, summoning the forces of goodness on a spiritual level. Well, we're not talking about traditional prayer. We're not talking about, you know, groveling around on your knees, religious style, and going, help, help, you know, like an SOS kind of a groveling or begging for, you know, something so I can, you know, that I want, you know, that my ego wants, you know. We're not talking about that. What we're talking about is communion with the moment, communion with oneness, with merging with this fifth dimensional experience of yourself beyond talk and thought, beyond your ideas and the emotions that are attached to those ideas based on your physical sense of self. We're talking about going in and going beyond that to connect through your feeling awareness, which is your consciousness, which is your soul. It's feeling intelligence. It's super, super sensitive. And you use that sensitivity to connect with the presence of life, which is like an ocean of peace, an ocean of love, an ocean of light lapping against the shores of your soul, the land of I, the I land. Your soul is like a little island in an eternal ocean of peace and love and light. But you have to go move away from your ego, from your mind, from your emotions. This is what your practice is. And go within yourself with that sensitivity, using the beauty of your own tenderness to navigate, to travel within yourself, using the beauty of your own tenderness to the furthest regions of yourself, beyond your emotions, beyond your mind, to this, the shore where the ocean of love is lapping against that the shores of your soul. And it's the most beautiful, beautiful experience. And it's deeply, deeply personal, deeply intimate. And when you're there on the shore, that's where you can communicate. You can ask that eternal, infinite power for anything. You can ask it to help you with this and this and this. You can ask it to help that person with whatever. And it will deliver. And it will deliver in a miraculous way that breaks the laws of physics, if that's what needs to be done. It will do that. And I have so much evidence to prove that. A lady called Carol Chalkley from the UK this week sent me two beautiful photographs of her little boy, who's, 5 or 6 years old now, this beautiful child. And what happened was I'd been invited to the UK, six or so years ago. It might have been longer and the child might be older. I'd been invited to the UK to do an event, and it was a 2-day event, and there was about 30 people there or something coming from different parts of the UK, and they had a tent in the garden, a marquee put up in the garden. I arrived from Hawaii. I'd been traveling for over 30 hours, and I was completely exhausted. I got there pretty late, and the lady that was organizing it said, we've asked the massage lady to wait for you. You know, she's waiting here still, you know, to give you a massage, because we thought you'd need one after all that traveling. Oh, that was very nice of you. Yeah, I'd love one. So I go into this room where this massage lady is, and it's like, going into a funeral parlor or something. She filled it up with such dark, depressed, miserable energy. And I was like, oh my God, I'm not letting this woman get a hold of me. without, lifting her up somehow. So she shared this, her broken-hearted story of having a partial hysterectomy, where they removed a significant part of her womb because she had all these growths in there, and it had destroyed her relationship with a boyfriend because their whole thing was, being together to have a child and rah, 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 rah. So, she shared all this, and then I asked her if I could, if I could pray for her. And I did, in that way that I just described. And lo and behold, we did the retreat, and I didn't hear anything from her, in fact, I never saw her in the retreat. Or after the retreat, I never saw her again. And then I don't know, how many months later it was, but she reached out to me and she told me that she was pregnant. Just lately she sent me these photographs of this beautiful little child. So, that's absolutely impossible for someone to get pregnant with, having had a significant part of their womb removed, or at least highly, highly unlikely, but there it happened. And so this is the effect of this is what effective prayer is, but it requires you to move to the place inside yourself where you're able to communicate as a oneness, as the same thing to this infinite, eternal presence within yourself. And this is where we need to go if we want to enlist the support of supernatural forces to aid us in this extraordinary time.
Thank you, brother. Absolutely. And it all starts with having that love, that intention, and making space for it so that this becomes a sacred part of your life, part of your existence, part of your day. That instead of running around and trying to do all these things and working from the ego, we're open to divine grace, we're open to divine love to help support us and guide us. So, Brother Nick, why don't we, do you want to take us in a little journey?
Sure. Let's do that. So I would like to invite everyone to get very, very comfortable and take a few soft, gentle, deep breaths. And I'm going to do this quickly. I'm going to demonstrate to you how quickly you can connect. Now, I want you to close your eyes for a moment, take a few soft, gentle, deep breaths. If you have any tension or anxiety whatsoever, let's do a few alternate nostril breaths. So we'll put our right thumb on our right nostril and two fingers on our forehead, and just exhale through the left nostril, breathing all the way out and then all the way in. Close the left nostril with your third finger, open the right, and exhale through the right. Inhale right. Close the right, exhale left. Inhale left. Close the left, exhale right. Inhale right. And exhale left. Now just relax your hands and just allow yourself just to feel how peaceful you are. smiling, looking up inside yourself, smiling, looking up. The light comes from above us and within us and above us. Smiling up to the light. And I want you just to smile from your heart. Open your heart to the light within you and above you. You might want to bring one hand and put it on your heart. And just allow yourself to become very, very peaceful. Allow your breath to become completely still. Smiling, looking up in that stillness. And now I just want to invite you just to bring your hands together in front of your heart so your palms are facing each other as if there is in prayer position in front of your heart. And just watch your breath, smiling, looking up within with your eyes closed, smiling, looking up within. And I want you to focus on the way those palms of your hands are connected. And I want you to allow them to stick together like super glue. I want you to imagine that they're stuck together like super glue and allow them to press together with a growing strength. But I don't want you to use any muscles whatsoever. Don't use any muscles in your arms or your chest. I want you to find that inner strength that brings those palms together in an unbreakable bond. And that bond is your certainty of your connection, your intrinsic connection to eternal life. As a living fact within you that can never, ever, ever be altered. It's a living truth, an eternal fact. The living truth of yourself. Feel for that strength increasing from within yourself, staying completely relaxed physically. Do not use your muscles. And I want you to get a burning sensation of intensity, a burning intensity inside of yourself, that inner strength that you know who you are, beyond your ideas, beyond your talk, beyond your physical strength. This is who I am. And just open your awareness to the world that you're in, the reality that you perceive as your existence, a tiny, 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 tiny percentage of what's actually there. This wonderful, wonderful, wonderful world. And beyond that, the solar system, the galaxy, the universes, infinite life, all around you. And from that center of those, that heart-centered inner strength, feel that as a focal point. Let that be the center of that infinite, infinite experience. And in that peace and in that stillness, I want you to use your sensitivity. Feel for your sensitivity. Feel inside of yourself. This is what practice is, navigating in an inner landscape. And feel for the tenderness. Feel for your fragility, your vulnerability, your sensitivity. Use the beauty of your own tenderness to connect with that ocean of eternity all around you, within you. smiling, 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 soft, gentle inner smile. This is your birthright. This is life. This is reality. This is it. This is what it's all about. You need to put this at the top of your value list. If you value this, you will invest in this experience. If you invest in this experience, you will become a rock solid lighthouse in these stormy, stormy times. Rock solid. And that's what's required of you in this world. If you want to truly, truly, truly embody this superhero archetype.
That's beautiful. So just take a moment now to hold the vision, the feelings of how would it feel? How would your life feel when you put this higher consciousness, divine grace, at the top of your values, living your days, living your moments from that beautiful space of peace and security and power? Just hold that vision of how your life will be different.
So just bringing those good feelings in your heart. And remembering that you can walk into a path of light, a path of grace, even in these crazy times. In 1997, I had a extremely powerful experience where I was pulled out of my body and saw a vision of my future. And it completely changed my life from that day forth, completely. And this is what we want for you, to really start a new level. You've already done a lot of work on yourself, you've already come this far, but there's so much more to feel and to experience. And what a gift you'll be for others. So, we have a lot more to share with you. There's always more. We've just been helping you get the practices going, start doing the daily practice, start understanding the situation, the context that we're in. And now, it's time for the next level. And the next level is where we really go deeper and really bring this into life practically, going from theory to embodiment through the practice. So we're going to be sharing with you some of the most powerful manifestation practices. We're going to be sharing with you many of the different things that you might not have learned so far. And remember, there's a difference between knowing and doing. So even if you do know something, but you haven't been able to consistently apply it, this is the time to do it. So we're going to be helping you with your health practices, with exercise. How do you align yourself so that you're not affected by all this crazy stuff that's going on? You need a strategy for these things. And many people have asked us about business. How do you sustain a business? Because we still need money, we still need to buy things whilst this various crazy things are happening and continue to deal with it. We're going to talk about the energy of money, prosperity, and how to be a leader for others. Because as you keep practicing these things, people will need your help. You're already a leader now, and there's going to be more and more and more of a need for it. And we're also going to be doing superhero check-ins so that you can connect with someone, one of our team, to help you make sure that you stay on track. So whatever it is that you want to do, whatever it is you want to create, we're going to help you actually do it so you have that personal touch. So it's not just you on your own. You're now connected with others and held to those high standards that you hold in your heart. So if you haven't already joined the advanced level, then you can go to superherotraining.com/2020, and just set up a call with one of our team who will help you go to the next level. And there's many different options, many different ways to do it. We basically just want to help you to make an investment to get on with it, because when you make an investment in yourself energetically, financially, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, then you will take things a lot more seriously. So if you haven't done that yet, then just go to superherotraining.com/2020, and then we're going to be going into the next level of training. So in the meantime, keep doing your practices. Whatever you've been doing so far, keep doing them, because it's the practice again and again and again every day that starts to build on itself. And we have a lot more to share in these next coming weeks. Brother Nick, any last thoughts?
Just make it a love story. Don't let your practice get wooden. You know, it's a love story. It's you can't fake. It's not a, if you're not, if it's not a love story, then it's a mental thing, you know, or some kind of emotional blackmail while you're doing it, you know. It's a love story, man. It's so beautiful.
That's so beautiful. It's so true. Yeah, if you think, oh, I have to do this thing, I have to sit down and practice this stuff, and I don't want to, something's fundamentally not right there. You know, we pulled into it. Why? And the interesting thing is that the more you do it, it might start off a little bit wooden, a little bit funny at the beginning in some cases, but once you get into it, you're pulled. You can't help it. You can't. It's like you're being sucked back into that experience. You know, you want to, like, I was practicing a lot and I was like trying to do these things a certain time of day, and I'm just wanted to do it all the time. I haven't got time to just put times on it. You know, you want to do it again and again and again because you love it. So even if you're not there yet, by moving in that direction and having your heart in the right place, it will become like that in time. So thank you, thank you, thank you for your beautiful presence. We can see who's here. We've got lots of beautiful souls here. I'm not going to mention all the names, but I can see you, and we really appreciate you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your presence. And we look forward to connecting with you on the advanced level very soon. Much love. And many blessings.
Yay. Thanks, brother.
Thank you, brother.